This is Morning Edition from NPR News. In Los Angeles, I'm Renee Montaigne. Haiti's ousted president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, has taken up temporary residence in Jamaica. Last month, Aristide fled to the Central African Republic under pressure from rebel insurgents and the United States. A sense of calm is returning to Haiti. Stores and schools are reopening and weeks of looting have ended. But political tensions remain high as thousands of international troops attempt to disarm a country awash in weapons. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Port-au-Prince.
For days now, the U.S. Marines have been patrolling one of Port-au-Prince's poorest and most violent slums, Bel Air, a hilly neighborhood of crowded cinderblock huts known for its loyalty to Aristide. The Marines have been looking for guns, but they've received just bullets as rooftop gunmen fire on them. On Saturday night, Marines killed two assailants. A local resident named Delva says he was nearly shot himself. First, they shot a device into the air to light up the neighborhood, he says. Then they started shooting. The two people they killed, we picked up their bodies and hid them. Delva and dozens of other Bel Air residents held a press conference yesterday in front of the local church as huge piles of garbage burned in the streets around them. Professor Wilgo Supreme, the head of a Bel Air militant group, said residents are being unfairly hunted by foreign troops. He also echoed what Aristide and thousands of his supporters have been saying since February 29th, that the president was kidnapped and must return to finish his five-year term. Everyone in Bel Air is united to look for peace and reconciliation, he said. Our strength comes from our church. Long live peace. Long live democracy with Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Long live reconciliation. Aristide was overthrown once before in 1991, then brought back by U.S. Marines. At a ceremony welcoming a U.S.-led multinational force this week, Haiti's new interim prime minister, Gerard Latortue, said there was irony in the Marines' return this time to ensure Aristide doesn't come back. This second time is because we had a democratically elected government that did not know how to govern according to the rules of democracy. Aristide's opponents have long accused him of condoning corruption and drug trafficking and of using gangs to terrorize his critics. Aristide has denied such charges. He is now temporarily in exile in Jamaica after spending 2 weeks in Africa. His return to the region has upset Haiti's new government. It fears Aristide's proximity could stoke further unrest among his loyalists after days of looting and bloodshed. In a working-class neighborhood in the center of the capital, a 32-year-old jewelry maker who goes by the name Simbi says he thinks Haiti is better off without Aristide, but he understands why his country's poor masses are demanding his return.
Because they have put all their hopes on him, because Aristide is the only leader who think about poor people. That's the reason why they think like Aristide for them was Jesus.
Aristide's critics say the former president used Haiti's poor as a power base, turning them on the rich. Simbi, who still carries a Bible given to him by U.S. Marines a decade ago, says Haiti's rich must reach out to Haiti's poor quickly. He says he's dismayed that so far nobody, rich or poor, has offered a concrete plan to alleviate Haiti's crushing poverty.
We're like a little baby crying for milk. We don't really know what we want.
Meanwhile, the armed rebels that had moved towards Port-au-Prince for a month have retreated from the capital. Their leader, former policeman Guy Philippe, spent a week at a posh Port-au-Prince hotel, then returned to his hometown hours away. But like the militant Aristide supporters, his men have not turned over their weapons. In Haiti, locals say, guns disappear but never really go away. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.